Srdačno vas pozdravljamo, dragi slušatelji, ovoga dana u našim redovitim međugorskim minutama. Danas donosimo svjedočanstvo jednoga bračnoga para iz Australije. Oni su David i Angeline Wilkes. Gospođa Angeline Wilkes je prvi put posjetila Međugorje 1995. godine, nakon što je vidjela da je Međugorje jako utjecalo na njene roditelje. A David u ovo mjesto molitve i mira dolazi 2 godine poslije, 1997. godine. Zanimljivo je da su 2023. godine počeli sa organiziranjem hodočašća u Međugorje iz Australije. Za prijevod zahvaljujemo Ankici Vučić, potpredsjednici Informativnog centra Mir Međugorje za englesko govorno područje u Americi. Idemo sada čuti svjedočanstvo bračnoga para Wilkes.
Well, I might go back 2 more years if that's okay, because I was the start. Angeline's my name, and I and David's my husband.
Zovem se Angeline, ovo je moj
supruk. Hello, my name is David.
Ja sam
and I
David.
First came to Međugorje in 1997.
A ja sam prvi put u Međugorje došao 97. A ona, a gospođa kaže, ona je prvi put došla 2 godine prije to i možda bi počela svoju priču sa taj doživljaj tada. Mm-hmm.
Izvolite, možete li kazati što vas je potaknulo da dođete tada u Međugorje? So,
my mom and dad came when I was 17 years old.
Moji su roditelji došli kad je meni bilo 17 godina.
I was going through a rough time with boyfriend.
A tada sam imala neke teška vremena sa nekim dečkom.
I didn't share my problems too much with my parents.
Nisam podijelila te probleme puno sa roditeljima.
And I stopped going to church, no more mass on Sunday for me.
Prestala sam ići u crkvu, nisam više išla nedjeljom na misu.
When my parents returned from Međugorje, they were changed.
Kad su moji roditelji se vratili iz Međugorje, oni su bili promijenjeni.
I watched in curiosity.
Gledala sam i baš sam bila znatiželjna.
Why they were lighting candles every night, praying the rosary, 3 rosaries.
Gledala sam kako su oni postili, kako su oni molili krunicu, kako su zapalili svijeće svaku večer.
Fasting Wednesday, Friday, postili all the 5 stones of Međugorje.
Postili su srijedom i petkom, živjeli su sva ona 5 kamenčića međugorska.
But the most important thing and the most amazing thing about their conversion,
ali ono što je bilo najzanimljivije i najvažnije o njihovo obraćenje,
was the love that they had in their heart, and my father in particular. Usually a closed person.
To je bilo ona ljubav što su oni imali u srcu. A pogotovo moj otac koji je bio jako zatvoren.
He opened like a flower.
On je se otvorio kao cvijet.
And even though I was going with a boyfriend who did drugs, slept around.
A tada sam bila sa jednim dečkom koji je puno radio droge i puno drugih stvari.
They didn't chastise me or reproach me.
Oni mi ništa nisu o tome govorili tada.
But understood that it was difficult for me to leave him.
Ali oni jesu razumjeli da je meni bilo teško njega ostaviti.
And they prayed for me.
I oni su molili za mene.
And I had a turning point where my mother gave me a picture of Jesus.
I imala sam jedan preokret u životu gdje majka mi je dala jednu sliku od Isusa.
And in the picture Jesus was crying.
I u toj slici Isus plače.
And I said, "Mom, why are you giving me a picture of crying Jesus?"
I rekla sam, "Mama, zašto ti meni daješ sliku od Isusa gdje on plače?"
And she just shrugged it off, but for me, something changed when I looked into his eyes full of love and sadness.
Nije mi dala neki odgovor, ali nešto u meni se promijenilo kad sam ja gledala njegove oči koji su bile puno ljubavi, a i puno tuge.
It was then that I started returning to Sunday mass.
Tada sam počela se vraćati na misu nedjeljom.
It was then that I opened my heart for the first time to Christ.
I tada sam prvi put otvorila srce Kristu.
And Christ revealed who he truly is.
I Krist mi je pokazao tko on stvarno je.
And how much he loved me.
I koliko me voli.
And the love that I felt I had from this boyfriend.
I ona ljubav što sam mislila da imam od onog dečka.
Was misplaced, and I understood that I could leave him now.
Nije bila prava ljubav i tek tada sam shvatila da ja u stvari mogu njega napustiti.
And I fell in love with Jesus.
Zaljubila sam se u Isusa.
And so I was curious about going to Medjugorje because I knew my parents' prayers must have played a hand in my change.
Onda me jako zanimalo doći ovdje u Međugorje jer znala sam da je Međugorje jako utjecalo na moje roditelje.
And also I said a prayer, please God, choose my future husband.
I isto tako sam izmolila jednu molitvu gdje sam rekla, Bože, molim te, izaberi mog budućeg muža.
But please let him be someone with faith.
Ali i neka on bude osoba vjere.
And then I came to Medjugorje and had a beautiful time.
I onda sam došla u Medjugorje i bilo je predivno.
When I approached the church for the first time after being on Kontiki tour around Europe, Greece, Italy, everywhere, then Medjugorje.
Bila sam na jedno putovanje gdje sam išla u puno raznih zemalja evropski, u Grčku, u Italiju, razna mjesta, ali onda sam došla ovdje u Medjugorje i prvi put kad sam pristupila crkvi.
I walked into the church.
Ušla sam u crkvu.
Everyone was praying the rosary.
Svi su molili krunicu.
The sense of holiness was so profound that I must go on my knees.
Tako je dubok taj osjećaj svetosti da sam osjećala moram sada na koljena kleknuti.
But the problem was I had a knee injury.
Ali problem je bio što mi je koljena nešto nije bilo u redu sa koljenima.
I tried to kneel, it was too painful.
Pokušala sam kleknuti, ali bilo je prebolno.
And I felt it's so holy here, if I cannot kneel, I must leave.
Imala sam taj neki osjećaj da je toliko sveto ovdje da ako ja ne mogu kleknuti, moram izići iz crkve.
And just as I was about to leave, a prayer was impressed on my mind.
I baš onaj trenutak kad sam mislila izići iz crkve, jedna molitva mi je došla na u mislima.
Like it came from somewhere else, it just was written along my mind and I
kao da je došlo od negdje drugo, napisano nekako u mojim mislima, u glavi.
Lord, take this pain away so that I may kneel before you.
I ta molitva je bila, Gospodine, uzmi ovaj bol od mene tako da mogu kleknuti pred tobom.
Straight away I felt tingles around my legs.
Odmah sam osjećala neke trnce u nogama.
It was as though I was kneeling on a cloud.
Imala sam osjećaj kao da klečim na oblak.
I was there for the all rosary and the mass
bila
in the same position.
Krunicu i za misu u taj isti položaj na koljenima.
And it was very special trip.
Bilo je to jako posebno.
Jako posebno svjedočanstvo. Davide, evo možete nam kazati kako je vaše iskustvo Međugorja?
Well, mine is a love story.
Moja je ljubavna priča.
And I fell in love at first sight with this lovely lady that you've just listened to.
Ja sam se zaljubio u ovu divnu ženu koga tek sada slušali. Zaljubio sam se u nju u onaj trenutak čim sam je vidio.
But it was only after Medjugorje that not only was I in love with her, but I was then in love with Jesus.
A tek nakon što sam došao u Međugorje, mogu reći da sam bio zaljubljen u nju i u Isusa zajedno.
Because I didn't know Jesus.
Jer ja nisam znao Isusa.
I had no idea. I wasn't brought up with the faith.
Nisam odgojen sa vjerom.
I believed there could be a God, there could be aliens, there could be other things. I believed
vjerovao
in all
sam
sorts.
Da možda Bog postoji, možda ima vanzemaljaca, možda ima svašta.
And I was very cautious of people preaching and religion.
I nekako sam bio, ustručavao sam se vezano za ljudi koji govoru o vjeri i vjerskim stvarima.
But what I didn't know is that when you ask God for something, he not only hears you, but he answers you.
A ono što ja nisam znao jest kad ti tražiš nešto od Boga, ne samo da te čuje, nego odgovori na te molitve.
And I thought she was going to be a nun.
Ja sam mislio da će ona biti časna sestra.
Because she was very holy.
Jer je bila jako sveta.
But I didn't know what the rosary was. I thought it was a cult, some strange prayer.
Ja nisam znao šta je ta neka krunica. Ja sam mislio da je to nešto kultno, neka čudna molitva.
And I was very worldly and I thought maybe I was the devil.
Ja sam bio jako svjetovan i mislio sam možda sam ja neki, kako bi rekla, demon ili nešto.
We were traveling. Ange went on her another trip, but it was around the world. And I wanted to marry her, but I had to get her to realize she had to marry me. And as part of that, she was going to World Youth Day.
Ona je planirala jedno drugo putovanje po svijetu. I ja sam htio nju oženiti, ali ona je trebala je ići na svjetski dan mladi.
Other religious sites, Taizé.
Druga vjerska mjesta.
So I met her in Paris. She left before me and did some of those things.
Ona je otišla prije mene, onda sam nju našao u Parizu, došao sam do nje u Parizu.
And as part of that, we then traveled through Ireland and Europe.
I nakon to smo onda skupa putovali po Irskoj i Evropi.
And from the Greek islands, on one occasion, we had a fight.
I kad smo bili na otocima u Grčkoj, posvadili smo se.
On a ferry.
Na nekom brodu.
I was upstairs and I turned, if there was a God and you were listening, you're going to have to help. Because she's too holy and I don't understand.
A ja sam tada rekao, ako ima Boga, nadam se da me čuješ, ona je presveta, a ja ne vjerujem.
A shooting star went across the sky.
I vidio sam kako jedna zvijezda leti
na nebo. I took that as a yes.
I to sam shvatio kao odgovor da.
But I didn't know what he was going to do.
Ali nisam imao pojma šta će on učiniti, šta će Bog učiniti tu.
And when I went downstairs and said sorry.
Kad sam išao dole i rekao i ispričavao se njoj.
Angie had worked out that we had to come to Medjugorje because our visas would run out.
Ona je shvatila tada da trebamo uskoro u Medjugorje jer uskoro bi naše vize istekle.
She explained a little bit about the visionaries.
Ona je malo mi objasnila o vidiocima.
And a little bit that sometimes people have experience.
I rekla mi je malo o tome kako nekad ljudi imaju neki doživljaj ovdje.
And I thought if she came, because if she was going to have an experience and I wanted to marry her, I didn't want to miss that. And if we got married, I couldn't get that time back with her or understand it.
I ja sam razmišljala da ako ona bude imala neko iskustvo, a ja nisam tu da to doživim s njom, to nikad ne bi mogao nadoknaditi, nikad ne bi to mogao doživjeti kasnije.
So I said, yes, I will come.
Onda sam rekao da, iću s tobom.
And I thought, she can go to church, I can swim in the pool at the hotel.
A ja sam tada mislio, ona može ići u crkvu, a ja ću plivati u bazenu u hotelu.
Tennis.
U Međugorje, igraću tenis.
And maybe walk around the countryside.
I možda malo šetat okolo.
And then we got here.
I došli smo tu.
And there's no swimming pools.
I nema bazena.
She invited me to church.
I ona me pozvala da idem u crkvu.
And I got to the door and I was shaking.
Došao sam do vrata i sve sam se treso.
I couldn't go in. This is for holy people, for Catholics who go all the time. It's not for me.
Mislio sam, ovo je za katolik, ovo je za svete ljude koji idu stalno, ovo nije za mene.
So I only made it just inside and sat on the floor because I wanted to be very small.
Nekako sam imao osjećaj da želim biti jako malen i onda sam samo ušao na krajnja vrata i samo negdje sjeo na pod.
And things started to happen.
I neke stvari su se počeli događati.
And over the coming days,
i preko sljedećih dana,
little things happened. I went back to the church still afraid.
Vratio sam se u crkvu kasnije opet u strahu nekom.
I shouldn't be in there.
Sve sam mislio ne bi ja trebao biti unutra.
Day four, too much.
Četvrti dan, mislio sam ovo je previše ovih katoličkih stvari, ovo nije za mene.
I thought, I have to go. I have to leave Medjugorje. I have to leave Angie. She's going to be a nun. Me? No.
A, i onda sam razmišljala, ovo je previše više. Ja moram otići iz Međugorje. Ona će biti časna, ovo nije za mene. Idem ča.
Too big a gap. I was on one mountain, she's on the other.
Preveliki neki razmak između nas. Ona je skroz na jednoj strani, a ja sam skroz nekako na drugoj strani.
So I walked out.
I onda sam izišao.
I walked out through to where the radio tower is.
Išao sam tamo gdje je onaj
radio tower.
Ono za signal, za radio, one gore.
Tower.
Again I reached out and asked God for help.
Pitao sam Boga da mi pomogne.
I climbed the radio tower.
Išao sam gore uz to brdo.
And I didn't think so much now that I was the devil.
And nisam toliko mislio da sam neki đavao.
And I shouldn't leave Medjugorje.
I mislio sam ne bi trebao otići od Međugorje.
And I should run back to see Angie.
I možda bi se trebao vratiti da nju vidim.
But it was dark.
Ali je bilo tamno, bilo je ono kasno u danu.
So I thought I'd take a shortcut and run down the mountain.
I mislio sam da bi možda išao na neki kraći put niz brdo.
No, they didn't. I know why we're here. Then I fell off the mountain.
I onda sam pao.
And I was hanging in the dark.
I visio sam tu nekako u mraku.
I called out to Our Lady for help.
I tražio sam pomoć od Gospe.
And she helped me.
I ona mi je pomogla.
And then Jesus came to me.
I onda mi je Isus došao.
And he showed me all the things I didn't do right.
I on mi je pokazao sve one stvari u životu što sam krivo učinio.
And he told me to go to confession.
I rekao mi je da se idem ispovijediti.
And that's where I went.
I onda sam to učinio.
And that was the most beautiful moment one of in my life.
I to je jedan od najljepših trenutaka u mom životu.
But he wasn't finished.
Ali nije bio gotov.
Because I didn't know anything.
Jer nisam ništa znao.
So then I asked, teach me the rosary.
Ona sam molio,
teach me about the
nauči
mass.
Nauči me o krunici i o misi.
I should have realized he's going to answer me.
Trebao sam znati da će mi odgovoriti.
At mass the next day.
Sljedeći dan na misi.
I learned about the rosary.
Naučio sam o krunici.
In a very special way.
Na poseban način.
And I learned about Christ in the Eucharist.
I naučio sam o Isusu u Euharistiji.
And when everyone received,
kad je svak primio pričest,
I felt it.
Ja sam to osjetio.
Most beautiful joy.
Takav radost.
I was crying.
Plakao sam.
My face was smiling so hard it sore.
Takav osmijeh na licu da me lice bolilo.
Hundreds of people.
Toliko puno ljudi
joy.
I toliko puno radosti.
And the Lord taught me.
I Gospodin me mi pokazao njegovu radost.
He taught me about the mass.
I naučio me o misi.
Da, evo, svjedočite o svom obraćanju u Međugorju i zaista evo lijepo vas slušati. Zanima me i to kako ste počeli sa organiziranjem hodočašća. Evo, kazali smo da ste prve hodočasnike u Međugorje doveli prošle godine. Kako ste baš prošle godine, a došli ste krajem 90.
I've been altogether 7 times and 2 of those times have been with a pilgrim, bringing pilgrims.
Ukupno sam ovdje 7 puta, a 2 od tih 7 jest sa hodočasnicima.
So I came again 5 times as a over the years from 95, 97, a big gap. Then we came back 95, 97, 2002. 2019.
Znači, došla sam 95. 97.
2019.
2002.
And then, i 2019. Yes, I've been 7 times altogether.
Znači, 7 puta ukupno.
It really started with a family in Australia who wanted to come to Međugorje and they couldn't find anywhere the right pilgrimage company to help them come.
To je sve počelo sa jedna je obitelj u Australiji, oni su htjeli doći u Međugorje, ali nisu mogli naći nikoga ko bi ih mogao ovdje dovesti.
And as I become familiar with Miki Musa and connections here from all of my visits.
I znala sam Mikiju Musu preko svih mojih putovanja ovdje i druge ljude ovdje.
What started with an idea and wanting to help some friends.
To je počelo sa jednom idejom i željom pomoć nekim prijateljima.
The next thing I know, I've got a website where we're bringing 30 people over.
A onda odjedan put imam i portal i organiziramo da dođu 30 ljudi.
And it felt like it was Our Lady.
I stvarno smo imali osjećaj da je to sve Gospa.
But it was our hearts wanting to bring Međugorje to Australian pilgrims and priests.
To je naša želja da donesemo Međugorje našim ljudima u Australiji i našim svećenicima tamo.
Because Australia needs it.
Jer ovo big je time. Jako potrebno Australiji.
Really big time.
Jako, jako potrebno.
Yeah. Evo, možemo malo i o važnosti Međugorja u vašem životu, Davide.
Well, understanding to start off, I had a good foundation.
imao sam dobar temelj na početku.
And I've been here 5 times.
Ja sam tu bio već 5 puta.
And through that, you must understand that if there was a chance for me to share that and to introduce people to Jesus and Our Lady here and the peace, why wouldn't you?
I ako imam mogućnost i priliku da drugima pokažem to što sam ja ovdje našao, taj mir i taj ljubav, zašto to ne bih htio učiniti?
And as someone that didn't know faith,
I kao ja, kao osoba koja nije imao vjere.
This is such a beautiful village that is stemmed in faith. It's such a beautiful steeped in faith.
Ovo
it's a beautiful example.
Ovo je predivno mjesto što je uronjeno duboko u molitvi i u vjeri.
It's alive and if
ovo je živo.
People want to understand the Catholic faith. I believe they should come here.
I ako neko želi razumjeti katoličku vjeru, ja mislim da oni trebaju ovdje doći.
And then take it home.
I onda odnijeti to kući.
And do it there.
I živjeti to tamo. Mm-hmm.
When I come here, the peace.
Kad ovdje dođem, onaj mir.
Not of this world, as
nije
Jesus
od ovog
says.
Svijeta, kao što Isus kaže.
And so I tell people it's like the bridge between heaven and earth.
Ja uvijek kažem ljudima da ovo je kao most između neba i zemlje.
Somehow you feel as close as you're going to get to heaven because you feel Our Lady's presence, you feel that peace, you are surrounded with people of faith.
Nekako zbog Gospine prisutnosti imaš osjećaj da ne možeš doći bliže do neba nego ovdje u Međugorju. Jer ima ljudi ovdje koji žive tu vjeru.
Such a contrast from our worldly culture.
Ovo je veliki kontrast sa kulture u svijetu.
People are dead inside.
Ima puno ljudi koji su mrtvi unutra.
Da. Evo, hvala vam najljepša što ste s nama podijelili svoje svjedočanstvo Međugorja i želimo vam svako dobro u vašem životu.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hvala i vama puno, Ankice. Evo, imali ste bojazan od prijevoda, sve je super bilo. Hvala vam velika.
Hvala.
Hvala.
Bio je ovo bračni par David i Angeline Wilkes iz Australije. Pratili ste, dragi slušatelji, još jedne međugorske minute. Hvala vam na pozornosti. Pozivamo vas da i u nastavku ovoga dana budete uz nas.